I mean, certainly it was a game that we all definitely expected to win. So, of course, we're all disappointed and frustrated within the club, all levels of the club, as, of course, are our fans, and we really understand that. What's been interesting this season for us is, you know, we've had three convincing wins, we've had two convincing losses, but then we've had three losses where, you know, we were right up at the line and just couldn't find what we needed to jump over that. And last night was one of those games. So certainly as a club, we continue to connect to determine, you know, what we need to do to be able to make sure that we can win those games.
You said expect. Corbin mentioned to me this morning, Corbin Middlemass, your CEO said, I think a few weeks ago, I'm not sure which show it was, Clinchy.
Yeah, he was part of our coverage on a Thursday night ahead of the match
and
against the Saints.
That the doggies see, the Bulldogs see themselves as a top eight team. Does the team, like, is that wrong to perceive yourself as a top eight team?
Well, I think the reality is when you think about the evolution of your football team and the game and where you're at, you need to improve on the previous year. So given that we just missed out on finals last year, making finals is improvement. But at our best, we're very, very good. We just need to maintain that and we need to bring our best more than we are at the moment.
Three wins, five losses in 11th position. As Raf mentioned, we spoke with Amit Baines before the St Kilda game. He said this side we see is a top eight side, but it was only round five. I guess now when you lose to a side who is in a development phase, the questions turn to the how and the why. Are you confident enough that Luke Beveridge's message is getting through? And as a board and as a chair, is that a conversation you need to have today?
Look, I mean, I think it's too early in the season for us to panic or to make rash decisions. But we're always coming together as a club and we're always discussing where we're at. Does the playing group have what they need? Are the right decisions being made? So this is not something that you just jump in on when you have a bad loss or a loss that you're supposed to or you think that you should have won. These conversations are happening constantly and consistently, and we're always assessing where we're at as a club and what we need to be doing. And so I think, you know, the important thing is that it's not about panicking or particularly listening to external narratives. You really need to focus on what's happening within your club.
Is there panic?
No, there's not panic. No, definitely not.
How do you work out if his message is still getting through to this current playing group? Because it doesn't feel like it's a young side. It doesn't feel like it's a developing side. It feels like a side that's been set up for the here and the now, and the results, as you said, for the moment, haven't quite been coming to fruition.
Well, I think you need to watch what's happening, you know, both on the field consistently and what's happening, obviously, within the walls of the club. And certainly everything that I see and hear, I see and feel that connection. And I think that we are in a bit of a phase of evolution within the team and determining how we make sure that we can manage to deliver that high performance that we have the ability to do on a consistent basis. So that's really the focus.
So as it stands, of Monday morning, you're confident Luke Beveridge will see out his contract, which is the end of 2025?
Yeah, he's contracted until the end of next year. You know, we're really focused on working together with the coaching group, and we've had a lot of changes within our coaching group this year as well. So, you know, we're settling that in at the moment. So, yes, we're focused on supporting the group that we have and really ensuring that we're giving them everything that they need to bring that consistent, positive result on the field.
How would you assess if you did need a new voice? Would it be a conversation with the leaders, with the footy manager, the CEO? How do you reach that sort of conclusion if you do come to the belief that maybe the message isn't getting through as much as what you think it is?
Well, as I said, this conversation's being had all the time. It's not as if you just, you know, dive in when you think there might be a challenge or off the back of a big loss. And certainly that connectivity within the club across all areas is really key and important. Obviously, Amit plays an important role in that as CEO. The entire coaching department does, and then the leaders in the playing group. So those conversations are all being had. So it's not as if we're all sitting outside and not knowing what's happening within there and not necessarily seeing how people are connecting.